This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, friends, I have 1 hour, so I want to hit as much content as I possibly can, so I'm going to give you a download as to what's going on in your country. And by the way, the first article that I'm going to highlight right now, friends, it's rather interesting because I went online to do a little background research on the article itself. And I found one article to line up with the information that I'm about to give you. If you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, in just the last 2 weeks, dozens of children in Iowa have vanished. Did you hear what I said? In just the last 2 weeks, dozens of children in Iowa have vanished. Read Leviticus 26, the blessings and the curses. Read Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses. And folks, you'll see in there that, again, it's a part of judgment unto a nation that refuses to repent. Just telling you what the Word of God says. A young University of Iowa student made headlines recently after she disappeared during an evening jog, but she still is just one of dozens of people who have been reported missing in Iowa in the last 10 days, and the overwhelming majority of the disappearances are, guess what, friends? Kids, children. How come you're not hearing this from the state-controlled CIA media, friends? Who's behind stealing kids? I can tell you, friends, the resolve to all of this, again, if you want to hear it. Well, Scripture tells us that those that kidnap, you're to actually take them out. You can also read in the New Testament in 1 Timothy 1:7, the law applies to, guess what? Kidnappers. And folks, this has been going on in this country a long, long time. Why has it not come to the surface? Why is it, for the most part, brushed aside like it's no big deal? Why are the American people so caught up with a circus of politics between the left and the right? And now we're finding out from Trey Gowdy, the greatest American appeaser known to mankind, it's interesting to note that he's highlighting the fact that there's nothing there. Of course not, there's nothing there. They're the ones that are playing the game. They're the ones that are being used to war against the left and against the right. Friends? And again, when are the American people going to wake up to this fact? Molly Tidbits, 20, has become the latest face of the missing persons database this week after she was last seen going for a jog near her boyfriend's house on the evening of July 18th, and she seemingly vanished. Dozens of people have pitched in to help search for the college student, and as she appeared to have no motive to flee, and her closet friends and family members have cooperated with police, it raises troubling questions about whether she was abducted. I mean, I don't know too many people. I mean, I can't remember being 20 years old, friends, and going for a jog and saying, hey, Mom, I'll be back after a while. I'm going for a jog, and just taking off. I mean, especially when we find out that there is 48 young people that have disappeared in the last 2 weeks in the state of Iowa alone. However, Tibbetts is not alone. According to the missing persons database published by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, 48 have gone missing in the last 2 weeks alone. 34 of them are children. Are children. On the same day that Tibbetts disappeared, two minors were also reported missing in Iowa, Mackenzie Lipp, 16, and David Ham, 16. In the next 2 days, another 8 children were reported missing. Mackenzie York, 15. Malachi Vanderpool, 15. Naziaro Campbell, 13. Joshua Wallace, 17. Nia Howe, 15. Madeline Francis, 15. Josiah Armstrong, 14. And Yazarda Artia, 15. Thomas Bishop, 16, was reported missing on July 22nd, and Isabel Buckman, 14, and Yvette Avila, 17, on January 23rd. The numbers then increased again July 24th when 5 children were reported missing, and then they give the names. Folks, what's going on? Why is it all eyes on this administration? Why is it all eyes on the promoted fights by the CIA-controlled media and nothing, not a word of what's going on with 48 people missing from the state of Iowa? I would love for someone to explain this to me, America. What the media wants you to know, for the most part, you know. What they don't want you to know, you don't know a thing about it. And it's also interesting to note, friends, how this is controlled. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, friends. Because if it wasn't, why isn't there a national search out for these kids? Why is not the CIA-controlled media blowing the trumpet throughout the United States of America to make sure that these kids are found and brought back to their families? Why is it being ignored by the CIA-controlled media, friends? Why are they not highlighting these kidnappings, these abductions, friends? Only you can answer that. If you go back to 1989 in the United States of America, we have a young man named Paul Benazzi and a veteran and a former attorney, John DeCamp, who took the time to expose what was going on at Boys Town in Nebraska, where priests were actually taking these orphans at an orphanage and they were getting them hooked on drugs. They would bring them to parties. And then what would happen is they would get them to slowly but surely and incrementally sell themselves out to pedophiles in Washington, D.C. This is all documented, America. This is all a fact. If you would like to watch the video, you can go online and see for yourself. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. And keep in mind, many people had to die to once again get the information to you, America, that for the most part, the CIA-controlled media is once again ignoring. Why? If you look to history, you will find over and over, and I'm talking about American history, friends, you will find over and over and over again that it's the media that's being used to give cover for those that are actually guilty of a conspiracy. And it's also interesting to note that when abductions take place, it's interesting how when given away from the local police and handed over to the FBI, shortly thereafter, in many cases, friends, the investigation stops. So you need to begin to ask yourself some real questions. Who does the FBI work for? Who does the CIA work for, friends, in other agencies in the United States of America? I can tell you this right now. It's not you and me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have us running as the number two show right now. I'm insulted, friends. I'm flattered. Out of 82 different radio shows on Genesis Communication Networks right now, you have us as the number two running show across the country. We broadcast into over 100 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as into 53 countries. Wanted to let you know, too, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, as well as our Facebook account, BradleyDean, double E, double E, Bradley, double E on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube page, which is Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean YouTube. Doesn't matter, just punch in those words and it will pull up for you. Also, I wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's that simple. 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5. Also, go over to Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. There you go. Did you hear that? If you didn't, go ahead and get the download later on and just play it and then reverse it and then play it forward, and then you will get it that way. Got much to cover. That's why we're always dumping as much information as we can on you while the time allotted. Wanted to let you know, it's interesting because I was talking, and it is interesting to me, to some of the guys that run some of our operations behind closed doors out of Virginia. And I was going back and forth concerning what's going on, you know, with Facebook and what's going on with Twitter. And all the while knowing on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just posted by Dean Garrison on July 28th, of this year, tens of thousands of conservatives leave Facebook and Twitter. Stock prices plummet. Let me say that again. See, folks, you can only do this. You can only oppress a people so long before they finally stand up and say, okay, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it to yourself. Tens of thousands of conservatives leave Facebook and Twitter. Stock prices plummet. Now, let me take you back, because I want to cover a little bit of this over this segment. But when I first started out our website, which was going on 6 years ago, within the first month, we had over 700,000 followers, the very first month. The second month, we were at about between 700,000 and 900,000. It was fluctuating a little bit, so about 800,000. Then the third month, we were just tipping on 1 million viewers a month. And then all of a sudden, we found out Google and Twitter and Facebook was censoring. And folks, it went from nothing to almost 1 million in 3 months. And apparently, Google and Facebook and Twitter started targeting my material. And it went from almost 1 million per month views on sonsoflibertymedia.com to just driving it right down to the ground. And what's also interesting to note is we've been paying attention to the algorithms through Facebook and Twitter. Twitter's worthless for us, friends. Completely. It's almost worthless. We get about a couple hundred people responding a day on Twitter. On Facebook, it's literally thousands. But we've noticed having 702,000 followers right now in the present, we've noticed that the numbers are pretty pathetic for having 700,000 friends. And so we're noticing this shadow banning again. And by the way, last week I'd highlighted the fact that Twitter, through Project Veritas, was busted on camera admitting that they were shadow banning conservative websites. And folks, I want to tell you this. I'm a lightning rod in the first place because I'm not mincing words. I'm not playing games. I'm not debating. I'm not diplomatic. It's black and white here. So they're afraid of guys like me all the more. As a matter of fact, Right Wing Watch came after me again, and I just want to tell you guys over at Right Wing Watch, thank you very much for taking the time to do so. But it's interesting how they won't get on the radio to confront me with what they're accusing me of on their websites. With all that said, I'm talking to one of our guys today, and I'm saying, so what's going on with Facebook? I said, do you suppose that their stock prices plummeting are going to reverse the order with these people? And I said, is it an issue of money at all when it comes to the likes of Zuckerberg? And we know that they're in cahoots with the CIA. We know that they're in cahoots with Google, the CIA is, and Twitter as well, friends. And with all of that said, what do you think this is all about? This is about trying to get people to believe that, well, listen, no one cares about your message anymore. Even though they've been busted censoring over and over and over again. So it's not about the money. It's about the censorship. It's about trying to send the message to the rest of you that nobody's listening. But friends, I got to tell you, when I'm on the radio, on the weekends especially, Ted Anderson, the owner from Genesis Communication Networks, used to have a gauge on his website. So, like, for example, if you were number one, which on the weekends we smoke number one. We aren't just number one on the weekends. We're really smoking it. Well, how do you know that, Bradley? Well, when you go to those gauges that Ted had up on Genesis Communication Network, we would be the number one radio show with 67% of all of those that were on the site during that very time. They were on our site. Okay? And then the second place, he would have like 23% of the people are on his site right now. And then you can go to the guy in third place and then fourth place and fifth place if you want to look at it like that. And you could tell exactly how many people were actually listening to the radio station. So I'm going back and forth and saying, wait a second. Okay, so I see with Facebook, I see with Twitter, I see with Google, I see them suppressing, I see them censoring, I see that they're not putting us out on the feed. So I got to ask myself, and I got to lay it to you as well, America, is this what you're going to put up with? Because I can see by this article on the Sons of Liberty Media.com that tens of thousands of conservatives leave Facebook and Twitter, which, by the way, I don't always agree with. I don't think it's right. It's like when the indoctrination started happening in public schools. Instead of the parents actually dealing with corruption in government, they just took their kids out of public school and they began to homeschool them. That's what they should have been doing in the first place. The Bible says to train up your children in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from them. It's our job to raise up our kids. It's not for some liberal whack they put in place, a plant, to indoctrinate your kid. Nor is it the federal government's job to violate law and transgress law through a violation of the Bill of Rights, namely the 10th Amendment, to indoctrinate anybody's kids in the first place. We should deal with corruption. We shouldn't just pull our kids out. Now, this is what I want to get to. Folks, they're trying to censor websites that are giving you information. And by the way, for them to censor our website should tell you that we're telling you what they don't want you to know. Let me say that again. By them censoring us should tell you that we're giving you information that they don't want you to have. Why? Because it exposes them. Read John 15. Jesus took the cloak off their covering. They had no covering for their sins. And why? Because if you go to Luke 12:2, it says there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Well, it's my job to reprove darkness. Ephesians 5. It's not my job to patty cake with it. Okay? Because I desire to leave our posterity a future and a hope the way that our forefathers left us a future and a hope. And we still have the favor of God to right the wrongs. He's faithful to 1,000 generations. Listen, if they want to censor our information, which they are, without a shadow of a doubt, then sign up for the email list. What you need to do is you need to go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and sign up on the email list. We have people asking us, Bradley, how do we get on your email list? Go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and sign up for our email list. And in the process, what we'll do is we'll put you on the back end of our email list. We'll put you out there. And then every day of the week, you'll get an email blast of all the contents across the boards as to what we're posting on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, the information that the CIA-controlled media does not want you to have. So do the math. How is it that we're plummeting, friends, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com? Well, we know why. Because Facebook and Twitter and Google are attempting to censor anybody that gives you information that doesn't line up with their illegal agenda. Check it out. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump was holding a joint news conference with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. The president, in his opening remarks, so again doubled down on his comments regarding our border wall and a government shutdown.
If we don't get border security, after many, many years of talk within the United States, I would have no problem doing a shutdown. It's time we had proper border security. We're the laughing stock of the world. We have the worst immigration laws anywhere in the world.
President Trump did say he would be willing to negotiate his plan, though, for the border wall. Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would boost government health spending by $32.6 trillion over 10 years, requiring historic tax hikes. The study was done by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Northern Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome back. Again at the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about tens of thousands of conservatives leave Facebook and Twitter, stock prices plummet. Well, people are becoming aware of Facebook, their censorship, the illegalities of what they're doing, who they're working with, the likes of Snopes and Google and Twitter. And folks, it's craziness is really what it comes down to. Let me give you another prime example of what I deal with here. So this morning, I got up and I posted an image. That's all I did on Facebook. I posted an image of Hillary Clinton and her husband, along with that of two individuals that were executed, the Rosenbergs, in 1953 for selling nuclear secrets to Russia. This is what I wrote. And they are free to do it again and again and again. Where is that justice, America? And then I wrote Luke 22, verse 48, because they're betraying people is what the Clintons are doing, just like Judas did the Christ. Okay, and they did it for money, just like Judas did for 30 pieces of silver. Okay, so I got about 6,600 shares. Okay. Out of that, going back to Facebook to show you how they're censoring me, I have about 700 people that are personally waiting to be accepted on my Facebook on a personal level. Well, I can't because there's a 5,000 person limit. Okay, so I keep it at 4999. With that, I only have 2 friend requests. Did you hear what I said? 2 friend requests. Out of 6,606 shares. Now, I can tell you this, if I go over to the site where I have 700,000 friends, there's going to be literally hundreds and hundreds of comments. So out of those people that are leaving hundreds and hundreds of comments, guess what? I'm only getting 2 friend requests. So they're literally incrementally opening the doors little by little, folks, to let in who they want, and they shut out who they don't want in. They don't want people, again, to believe that the majority of the Americans have a Christian conservative message, when in fact, folks, it's totally true, because if it wasn't, then why is it that their stocks are down? Why is it that tens of thousands of people have forsaken that of Facebook and Twitter now? And again, let me remind you that just last week, through Project Veritas, Twitter and their behind-the-scenes little cohorts were busted fessing up to the fact that they're shadow banning conservative websites. Folks, that's against the law. If that was you doing it to what you would call the left or a socialist, or folks, they'd be all up in arms. And not that we care about that, but the fact of the matter is, America, especially you Christian conservatives, why don't you stand up straight so they can't be weighing you down anymore? Don't bend down to them in any sense of the word. And folks, the list goes on with what Facebook is guilty of, with what Twitter's guilty of, with what Google is guilty of. I was just talking to Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty, this morning, and it was interesting to know he's just absolutely sold that they're all CIA controlled. And folks, there's no question about that they are CIA controlled. But let me just highlight a little bit of this. Tens of thousands of conservatives leave Facebook and Twitter, this all on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. This individual, Dean Garrison, I believe it is, yes, it appears that the mass exodus from Facebook and Twitter is hitting both companies where it hurts. On Friday, Twitter closed at least 34.12 to a dropping of a whopping 20.56% below Thursday's close. The Wall Street Journal reported that Twitter Inc. said its number of monthly users dropped in the second quarter and could continue to fall as the social media company purges fake accounts. Okay? Someone is getting paid a lot of money to put that spin on the situation. Do you really believe that the decreased activity on Twitter is due to the fact that they are purging those that were not active in the first place? Nope. They're attempting to save face, America. That's it. It surely couldn't have had done or anything to do with the constant censorship of conservatives, do you think? That's surely just a coincidence. Now, I've got to tell you how this works because I have personal experience in all of it. Okay? What they tell you and what the facts are always two different stories. When back in 2010, I went after MSNBC and Rachel Maddow for literally omitting my radio show for 1 minute and then adding words and putting words into my mouth to say things that I never said nor ever meant to say. And interestingly enough, when we went after them, instantly MSNBC, in the pride and the arrogance of the people that are in the media, gave Rachel Maddow a increase in her salary. Okay? And see, what they do is they want to slap you in the face. They want to show you that you don't have any power to do anything about it. But let me say this. Stay the course, regardless of what it may be. Keep your feet upon the rock of God's word, and you will see the event change. You will see the God of Israel conquer on the behalf of the righteous without fail. Okay? Now, going to Facebook. Facebook stock dropped 19% on news of slower user growth and the lower than expected earnings. MarkWatch reports on Thursday, Facebook, which is minus 0.78%, lost about $120 billion in market capitalization. After its earnings report after the market close on Wednesday, missed expectations on revenue and showed slowing user growth. Weak guidance also rattled investors. Now, the stock closed 19% Thursday to $176.26, which means that investors erased the entirety of the company's 2018 gains. Its market capitalization as of Wednesday, $630 billion. By the end of trading Thursday, it was $510 billion. After close and 170 million shares had changed hands, Facebook's Thursday was the ugliest single session decline since the the company went public in 2012. You know, it's interesting, folks. Facebook operates in the United States of America. They operate in a capitalistic sense, do they not? It amazes me how people war against the very country that's given them the opportunity to shoot for the stars over and over and over and over again. If it's not Starbucks, folks, if it's not Apple, if it's not these big mega corporations, folks, working to sink their own ship, unbeknownst to them, to their own detriment, and by the way, at the end of the day, to their own demise, they continuously work against the very system that gave them the opportunity to do what they're doing today. They are undoing themselves, for a better way of saying it, America. And how is it that when you look at these bigger companies, you've got to ask the question, what's wrong with their heads? I want to tell you what's wrong with their heads. Number one, they forgot where they came from in many cases. Okay? And it happens quickly. And number two, have you ever been to Beverly Hills, California? You know, where the world believes that that's a hot spot. That's a mecca for the wealthy in the United States of America. Have you ever been there before? Hey, folks, if you want a definition of the word distortion, that's where you have to go. And have you ever noticed that very wealthy Bill Gates and others, friends, the very, very wealthy, the wealthiest in the world, folks, there's a distortion to the way that they think, and the distortion brings about a work against God's creation. Have you ever noticed that? Over and over and over again, you'll find that they work against God's creation. Just do a Google search. Pick out your wealthiest individual that you can think of, and then just put his name or her name in there, and then put quotes about certain topics. And then all of a sudden you'll begin to see this distortion that I'm highlighting right now. It's like, whoa, what happened to you in the mix? Now, I remember one time we went to, we were on Beverly Hills. We were actually in that little city area in California. And we were walking up and down the streets. And it was interesting. They had security guards in all of these shops. And you would look in the windows. And as you're looking at the windows, it's like, how did you come up with that? I mean, it's like communist art. You know, it has no meaning. Their clothes, they don't match. It's just abstract, weird stuff. Or they're statues, friends. We were in one certain place, and people were standing around this big statue, and it was a statue of a giraffe, and they were all taking pictures in front of it, and they were walking around it, and it was like a skeleton, and then it had its real body, a part of the skeleton, and it was just like I'm saying, and trying to do my best to paint the picture for you. You can't even really describe how distorted these people are. You know, and it's interesting, when people accumulate so much wealth, they, for some reason, believe that they're not ruled by the same laws that we are. They begin to believe within themselves, like Satan did in Isaiah 14, that he was above the law. And how long did that work out for him? It didn't work out very long, did it? No, it didn't. Because he wanted to ascend his throne above God's, and the Lord said, nope, that ain't going down. And the only thing going down here is you. And by the way, those that continuously fall, the one that has hit the ground, folks, the dirt. I want to tell you what, there's a lot of people that follow the great deluder. He who comes to destroy their souls. And I want to tell you, a lot of rich people in the world are so distorted, they don't even realize, and so blind, they don't realize that their end and their demise is by their own hand.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about how the wealthy, they're distorted in their minds. And, you know, you can talk about the Rockefellers. Like, for example, David Rockefeller said, now listen to where he's going, okay? Working against God's creation. They always do when there's distortion, okay? The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appalling evidence. Okay, appallingly evident, I'm sorry. Okay, and then I have another one here by the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger. He said that depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world. Why? Well, what I had in mind when I was actually talking about the wealthy, I thought of Bill Gates right away. I thought about, man, who's one of the wealthiest guys in the world? Again, Bill Gates. Well, Microsoft globalist member of Bilderberg Group said the world has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on the new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Why does it always go there? And by the way, going back to what I was talking about during the last segment, if you go to Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, California, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about concerning the wealthy and the distortion. Now, outside of the fact that Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world yet lose his own soul? There's a lot of those people, those wealthy, distorted, wicked, and evil individuals that are daring the justice of God. But I got a message for them really quick. Besides of what the Lord Jesus Christ said, also go over to Psalm 22, verse 29, and listen carefully. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust, which is all of us, 10 out of 10 will die, shall bow before him. See? Go over to Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. Then you can go over to the book of Revelation, where we're going to stand before him, and we're going to wish that we could flee away from him. Folks, notice in Scripture that whenever holy angels appear, or the Son of Man appears, or God himself speaks, people, they hit the dirt. You know? They hit the dirt. But listen to this. Psalm 22, verse 29. And none shall keep alive his own soul. Those that set themselves against the gospel of Jesus Christ is always to their own demise. And again, it comes back to the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Period. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It never will. By the way, it never has. And I love the analogy that Spurgeon gives, where he said that the world is the hammer. The church is the anvil. Notice what's replaced. It's never the anvil. It's always the hammer. That's right. But speaking to those that call themselves the hammer, my message to you is Matthew 3:2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I don't care how wealthy you are. The bottom line is you are not above the law. You are in this with us, like it or not. And either we're going to get this right or we're going to go down history as a bunch of fools. I got one more thing I want to highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com. What is wrong in America? Now listen to this. 88% of them that would call themselves Democrats, the left, 88% of them, and 52% of them that would call themselves Republicans, want to keep Roe versus Wade. Now, someone just highlighted that, well, those are false statistics. I just want to reference the fact that Michael Snyder is an attorney. He's a constitutional attorney. And I highly doubt Michael's going to go around lying about stats or making up stats. Matter of fact, Michael Snyder is a graduate of the University of Florida Law School, and he works as an attorney in the heart of Washington, D.C. Folks, he's a truth teller. And the fact of the matter is, these are not fabricated numbers in any sense of the word. The bottom line here is to close the door on anybody that would argue against these statistics. When you have 88% of Democrats that are okay for keeping Roe versus Wade, which, by the way, has never been passed as law, and 52% of them that call themselves Republicans, they want to keep Roe versus Wade. Well, look at the percentage level right there. Okay? Just look at that percentage level right there. I don't care if it was just 3%. It matters not. The problem that we're having in this country is, and I know as a fact, a good portion of we the people in this country never advocated, never asked for Roe versus Wade. There's people that are up in arms, literally, friends, about what the government is doing when it's sanctioning the murder of the innocent. If the American people were really against abortion, even in a small number, folks, we wouldn't have abortion in the United States of America. The United States government has sanctioned, given permission for young women to go into an abortion clinic, as they call them, and have the fruit of their womb killed. Read Deuteronomy 28 again. And there's so much in there, friends. I'm telling you to read the whole of it because it covers every facet of life. Do this, or this is what's going to happen. Do this, or this is what's going to happen. Do this, or this is what's going to happen. That's just how things are. There's blessings and cursings on everything that we choose to do in life. But the fact of the matter is, America, if we didn't want abortion, we could stop it. We could remove judges who legislate from the bench because they're not appointed for life. They're appointed during good behavior, friends, Article 3, Section 1. If we didn't want abortion, friends, we could stop it. And I want to tell you how. You could empty the stadiums, regardless of what it is that you idolize concerning sports, music, whatever the case may be. If we wanted to stop abortion in the United States of America, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind we could have done it long ago. If we wanted upright preachers preaching from the pulpits, there's no doubt in my mind we could have that as a people in this country if our hearts were totally sold out to God. There's no doubt in my mind we would have a very good government where we would be praised by the world as being the light of the world because we in this country would tolerate no crime in our government whatsoever. Why? Because we followed the rule of law concerning the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his government. Okay? Now going back to this article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, what is wrong with America? You know, this weekend I went to see the Blue Angels out in North Dakota. What a kick in the pants, to say the least. I was impressed, and that is hard to do, let me tell you. I feel like I've seen so much in my life, and when I see something like that, how uniform, how perfect they executed their maneuvers on those F-18s was mind-blowing. I was impressed. I got the goosebumps. It was a kick in the pants. Now, saying that, on the way back, I noticed all the churches that had God Bless America on their signs. America, I want to tell you something. And I've said this before, but I'm going to add to it this time. God has blessed America. It's time for America to now bless God and magnify His law against those in our governments that are for some reason or another given a free hand to go ahead and sanction what God condemns. God is not going to bless this country, America, when you sit back and allow 3,000 to 4,000 babies be slaughtered in the womb because corruption said so. Just for the record, look to Manasseh in the Word of God. There was a retribution, and you can rest assured, America, when you have sat back and allowed 58 million babies in this country to be aborted because a handful of people said so. Through oligarchy, just like when they said no more prayer in public schools, and just like when they said, you know what, remove the Ten Commandments, and just like they said, you know what, you can go ahead and kill your babies, and just like they said men can marry men and women can marry women, and just like they said you can even, going back to abortion, even sell baby parts online, and we're okay with it. And if you dare come out against us handful, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to stick the DOJ on anybody that exposes Planned Parenthood for selling body parts. Just think about that. America, 325.7 million people in this country. Do you think for one moment that you couldn't stop what's going on in this country if you really wanted to? Well, I want to tell you something. Either you do that or you can rest assured the only thing that you're going to see in this country is not the blessings of God. You're going to see the judgment of God, and it's the judgment of God that the American people have yielded themselves over to, again, to their own demise for tolerating the likes of corruption that says it's okay to have unlawful Roe versus Wade. Don't stand back, America. And play part or accomplice to those that advocate the crimes against the innocent, because keep in mind, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do, and there will be a retribution. Let's stand up and do what we're called to do, because we love God and we love Him because He first loved us.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.